rest of the story. The story of William Ellis Corey is an allegory, embedded somewhere in the middle of a larger volume entitled The American Dream. And the story is true, it's true, of the young go-getter from Braddock, Pennsylvania, who entered the chemistry laboratory of the Edgar Thompson Steelworks at the age of 16. He moved over to the Homestead Steelworks 5 years later in 1887. He became superintendent of the plate mill 2 years after that. Superintendent of the armor plate department 4 years after that. He succeeded Charles M. Schwab as general superintendent 4 years later. And he became president of Carnegie Steel after 4 more years had passed. In the year 1903, at the age of 37, he became president of United States Steel Corporation. United States Steel. As an industrialist, Big Bill Corey had it all. But this is the rest of the story. As well known as Bill Corey was as a capitalist, he was equally renowned as a playboy. His wife of 20 years, faithful and long-suffering, was determined, despite all she suspected, to make the marriage work. But then Laura Corey's suspicions matured into absolute knowledge, a truth she found intolerable. There was another woman. Oh, it was not just a fling. It was a relationship, as we call them these days. A young actress named Maybelle Gilman, with whom Bill was apparently hopelessly, helplessly infatuated. Laura confronted her husband with the matter. No reliable record of what was said exists, but this much we do know. Shortly thereafter, Laura Corey vanished. I mean, she just disappeared. One day she's there, and the next day she's not. Tabloid reporters who had been keeping up with this explosive story suddenly found it on their front pages. Where was the wife of the multi-millionaire steel baron? Everybody demanded to know. Well, the answer should have been obvious. Laura Corey had left her husband, and she'd gone off to seek a divorce. So what, he thought? Even after Laura filed, it would take at least a year for a divorce to be granted. Maybe by that time, his wife would even change her mind, and Big Bill would not be stuck with the Big Bill. But history relates that Laura Corey went ahead and won the divorce. And by the way, she won a $2 million settlement along with it. That's big by today's standards. By the standards of those days, the first decade of this century, that was an enormous, an unprecedented divorce settlement. And moreover, she shocked her husband and the nation by winning her divorce so quickly. Well, here's how. Laura's attorneys did some deep research. They learned of a place, the only place like it, where a divorce could be finalized in 6 months. Well, when that hit the papers, that there was now a place where you could get a divorce in 6 months, hordes of divorce seekers followed the trail of Laura Corey to Nevada. To Nevada. That state's 6-month divorce law had been on the books for years. But nobody had paid any attention to it. It had attracted practically no attention until Big Bill Corey's wife hung him out to dry. Now, all of your life, you have heard of the quickie Reno divorce? Well, now you know the rest of the story.